Welcome back to Goal Line Stuff Our Faces, the show where we talk about anything and everything you can eat. I'm Alex Gorkchiev.
And I'm Michael San Antonio, and boy, do we have a spectacular episode for you today. It is the beginning of April, and so we decided that we're going to just, you know, do a normal episode, do some rankings, do some analysis on some of the key players in our lives. Today, I have a special friend with me. Looky here. We got some crunchy dragon roll sushi, and we got some little bit of a frappuccino. So that's what I'm working with. Alex, what do you got?
I've got this burrito right here.
From where?
Pancheros.
Pancheros, so interesting.
A little bit fast food, but it's good. Trust me.
I respect it. Good play.
It appears I will be going parched throughout this episode.
Always need your Bev.
Totally forgot to get one of those, but it doesn't matter because we're here and we're about to eat.
I'm going to put some soy sauce on it, but then I'm ready to dig in. So let's get this going. Alex, go ahead. Eat whenever you're ready.
How would you rank Japanese food as far as, or we'll say sushi in general?
Let's get this bite. Well, Asian cuisine, Japanese food, one of my favorite types of foods and cuisines, I would say. Really, it's such like a wide, there's so many things that could be considered Japanese food. But I think that, like, generally speaking, Asian cuisine is my favorite, and Japanese cuisine is among the top of Asian cuisine for me. So I would say pretty highly. It's got to be top five.
I can respect that. Recently, I've been getting into sushi more.
Yeah. I think sushi is a pretty good food.
I was never a big sushi guy, but over the last, like, year-ish, I've really gotten into it more. What would you say is your favorite? That?
I don't know if sushi's my favorite. So I really like hibachi style foods. Obviously steak, chicken. I love fried rice. I don't know. There's so many things that could be, like I said, that could be constituted as like Japanese or Asian food. I specifically really like Chinese food, I would say, the most. Mm-hmm. So let's get into some cuisine talk. Number one for me, like I said, is Chinese food. And with Chinese
overall
food,
or just out of Asia?
Overall, Chinese is my favorite cuisine. I think that authentic Chinese food is better than any other type of food. It has so much pop to it. It's so versatile. There's so many things you could do with Chinese food. Chinatown has some authentic food. I really want to go to China and actually get some actual Chinese food, but haven't been, so I can't really say that I've had, you know, the real deal yet. But I want to hear your take on what your favorite cuisine is.
Mine is by far Italian food. You put me in front of a bowl of pasta, I'm a happy man. It doesn't
what
even matter
pasta specifically.
My personal favorite is fettuccine Alfredo, but I'm cool with any sauce. You know, pesto is fire.
Pesto's great.
Normal red sauce is gas. It doesn't matter the actual pasta that's in there. Although, a little bit of a hot take, I don't really like spaghetti like that. I don't think it's a good vessel for the sauce.
I think spaghetti is just, it's a classic. It's spaghetti is like, it's the Tom Brady of pastas.
It's just
been there the longest. It's highlighted the most. Spaghetti's a classic. You got to respect it. And maybe you don't like it, but you at least acknowledge its presence mm-hmm. when talking about other types of, you know, spaghettis.
Yeah, it's honestly, it's not even like, I think it's the worst of all the long, stringy pastas.
I agree.
Linguini are over it. Fettuccine are over it.
I like linguine. Do you like gnocchi? Have you had gnocchi?
Of course.
Yeah, the little
Although,
potato gnocchi's, ball.
Gnocchi's an interesting one because it's potatoes and not bread, essentially.
Yeah. It's like, it's definitely a specialty. Like, I feel like it's not something you get, like, normally if you're just trying to get, like, a type of pasta or type of noodle. But, you know, I think it's one of the best ones, in my opinion, at least when it's made right, when you get it at a good restaurant or something like that. Mm-hmm.
It absolutely is. But outside of Italian, lasagna I'm also kind of iffy on, but
I don't love lasagna. When it's made great, then it could be one of the better things. But I think an average lasagna is worse than most average other types of pastas.
True, I'm with you there. I don't consider lasagna a type of pasta dish, though. Like, I know it is technically, but I think it's its own thing.
What is it classified as, then?
Lasagna.
Interesting. I have to think more about that. But what were you going to say? You had a thought in mind. I heard it brewing in your head before we went on the whole lasagna track.
I have no idea. But as far as meat with pasta goes,
okay.
What's your go-to there?
I really like chicken parm. Obviously, that's the first thing that came to mind. Dining hall serves chicken parm a lot, and it's very good. It's one of the better dishes.
I'm
so
envious.
yeah, chicken parm is definitely a classic, especially American dish. Like Americanized Italian dish, chicken parm is the first thing you kind of think of. But, you know, I think there's a lot of good types of meat. Like if you could consider seafood, I guess. There's some good seafood that you could pair
I
with
do consider that.
What do you say, sir?
I do consider that.
Yeah, like I would say, like, you know, crab, shrimp. I really like shrimp scampi. You know, that's one of my favorites. What about you?
Well, obviously, it depends on what you're having it with, what kind of sauce. Like, you're not going to be eating meatballs with Alfredo or pesto. Meatballs is traditionally with the red sauce, right?
Yeah.
So that's good for when you have red sauce, but when you don't, I think that chicken is a very versatile, you know, pairing with pasta, no matter what the sauce is. Just some regular, normal grilled chicken.
If you want
to fry it and bread it, honestly, I think that would work with Alfredo. I think it would work with red sauce. I don't know about pesto, but it definitely could.
It does work with pesto. I've actually had it before. They're two completely different things, but they mesh together so well. It's, I don't know. It's truly magical what happens when you eat chicken and pesto. I think you should really try it.
I'm talking like breaded chicken in the style of the chicken parm.
Oh, breaded chicken.
Yeah.
That changes things, but I still think it would be good. Because I feel like pesto could be put with many different things. You know, it's a star player. On its own, it's good. With things, it's good. I don't know. I think pesto is definitely very underrated as a thing, as a food. I love pesto.
Honestly, I'm with you. I think that my number one is Alfredo, then I would put pesto and then red sauce at the bottom of the three.
That's interesting. Red sauce is just such a classic though. Like, I feel like I've been having red sauce since I was like 3. The other things have been, you know, more recent additions to my palate, but that's fair. I think we should, you know, segue into some Mexican food and Mexican cuisine talk, because you're eating a burrito, and that's something, you know, that is Mexican cuisine. So that's actually my second favorite overall thing, I'd have to say, overall cuisine. And it's also very versatile. You got tacos, you got burritos, you got the new popularized American thing is the bowls. What are your thoughts on burrito bowls, Alex?
I think they have their place.
Mm-hmm.
I think it, although I don't know that I would go seek one out for, I don't want to say enjoyment purposes, but like, it's not up there on my list of, I could have one thing, I want a burrito bowl.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think it's more for the purpose of health and getting a bunch of good ingredients in you.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of having it like a salad, but there is a place in the food economy for burrito bowls.
I do think so too. I really like them. Although I think I like burritos a little bit more.
Oh, easily.
You get more full with the burrito. I do want to say something real quick. I don't think that, you know, you're eating Pancheros. For those who don't know, Pancheros is like a Chipotle type chain. And I'm not the biggest fan of these chains. I don't think that they have, you know, the best food that Mexican cuisine has to offer. Obviously, no chains are going to have, you know, the best. But I think compared to other types of cuisines, I think they, you know, are lacking a little bit in terms of what they provide to Mexican cuisine. They're good. Just I think that there's so much good, authentic Mexican food that you can't get from these types of chains. And I don't know. I don't know if my thought process was, you know, displayed there, but hopefully you got what I meant, Alex.
I definitely agree with you. Like a Chipotle or a Pancheros or whatever is not going to be the same as if you're going to an actual Mexican restaurant. But I think that they also have a place in the food economy.
Oh, for sure. They're one of the Chipotle is probably one of the most popular like chains in America as of now. So
Except for the time they gave everyone E. coli.
yes. The dreaded E. coli incident.
But I'm gonna go out and say that Pancheros is better than Chipotle in my experience.
I mean, that's a wild take. We have Qdoba down here. I also think Qdoba might be as good as Chipotle, but at the same time, I had Chipotle recently too, and the ingredients are just like fresher. They're just better ingredients overall. So I think it's a tough argument to make. I don't think that's one that the fans are going to like to hear, Alex. I really don't.
Qdoba over Chipotle is definitely controversial.
It is, but I don't know. I really like Qdoba. It's growing on me since I've gotten here, so.
Oh, I mean, if that's what the if that's what's there to eat.
Yeah. I said we're gonna do some rankings. The first thing that came to mind, and that, you know, a lot of buzz around this just in general in the industry is that things regrettable digests. That's, you know, something that we've been thinking of. Things that looked great, you know, thought that they were going to be a star, were super excited for them, and then turned out to just be a disappointment. I'm going to go first. This was actually last night. I had this. It was a Taco Bell bean burrito. Pretty small. You know, I've had this before, and I've known that it doesn't do my stomach too good. I know that it's not the best food item, but it looked good. I thought it was bang for my buck, $2. You know, got to try it out. And so I did. Got two of them actually. And let's just say I regret it. Sauce, not great. The ingredients didn't mesh together super well. You know, I ate both of them, but my stomach really was hurting afterwards. And definitely a regrettable digest on my part. Definitely not going to go back to that bean burrito anytime soon. Do not trust it in the future. And that's to anybody. If you're going to Taco Bell, I don't think you should get that bean burrito, just the normal bean burrito. I don't think it's the move. So that's
Well,
my regrettable digest.
you know, Taco Bell does not have a good reputation.
It's fair. I love Taco Bell, but I do understand why it would have a bad reputation, especially after last night's incidents.
So it does not shock me at all
Yeah.
that your stomach was struggling after a Taco Bell bean burrito.
Yeah. How about you?
Personally, I have never had Taco Bell in my life.
You should probably keep it that way.
Or maybe I have once or twice. But nothing memorable. But for me, my regrettable digest. Also, hold on. You got a bean burrito with no meat in it? Can't have a meatless burrito, my man.
$2. The
Still.
meat one is five, so there's a little bit of a different.
There's a price difference, but there's a reason for that.
Yeah, but I was trying to get a lot of food for cheap, and I made a mistake. I made an error. I acknowledge that error. I would prefer if you didn't, you know, come at me for that error as I'm
Oh, no
acknowledging it here
disrespect.
in a
No
safe space.
disrespect, my man.
Yeah.
But I've got chicken in this burrito right now, and I don't know that I would ever go for a meatless burrito.
Yeah, I don't think that's something I ever want to do again. So I think we agree there.
For my regrettable digest is a college campus staple. At least from what I think. I think it's a staple. I think a lot of college campuses have it, but it's Panda Express. And what I think the biggest travesty of Panda Express is you get their little styrofoam box for your stuff,
Yeah.
and on it there's the Panda Express watermark, and it says gourmet Chinese. Let me tell you, Panda Express is far from gourmet.
That's crazy. That's outlandish for them to say that.
What I mean, I get it fairly regularly. Not everything from Panda Express is bad. I have had good stuff, but The one I'll be talking about today is their orange chicken, which is famous. They're famous for the orange chicken. Let me tell you, overrated. And then also you could get the what's called this Beijing beef, which is not the greatest in the world, but honestly, it's not that awful. And then the chow mein as the side, or the fried rice.
You got to get the chow mein. Fried rice is one of my favorite foods, but at Panda Express, the chow mein is what they're known for.
See, the problem that I have with all of this food is that it's so greasy.
Yeah.
I eat my portion, whatever I got, and I sit there like, oh my God, I feel horrible about myself. Because it just makes me feel terrible. It's not very good food with definitely not good ingredients. And I'm sitting there feeling like a ball of grease, having just eaten a ball of grease, and I just feel horrible. So what I've done, I've switched up my strategy with Panda Express. So what I do now is I definitely get the teriyaki chicken. Okay. I've subbed out the chow mein for white rice, just eliminating all the grease.
Interesting.
And then I get the sesame chicken, which is also not as greasy.
Okay. And it's good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you heard it here. If you're going to Panda Express, listen to Alex. Maybe you won't have a grease-filled meal. You might actually enjoy it. I like Panda Express, but I do get what you mean. I don't think it's, you know, it's a little overrated by some people. And definitely very, very greasy. So I agree with you there. I wish there was like, you know, better Chinese fast food options, I guess, in America. There's just not, though.
No, because it's not going to be fast food. There's just so many little mom and pop Chinese places.
True.
Which you should be supporting instead of Panda Express or
PF. Exactly. So I guess that's a good thing, you know. They also make food pretty fast generally, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, good point there, Alex. Good point.
So, if you're in a place where you can get one of those other mom-and-pop shops, I see no reason to get Panda.
Yeah, definitely support your local Chinese restaurants. I know there's a lot of good ones back home, Philly mm-hmm. area. Down here in North Carolina, not so much. But there's some. You know, there's still some. Definitely always can find some wherever you need to go. Definitely go to Chinatown if you ever have a chance. I don't know where our listeners are from. Or go to China and get the real deal. Because I think that Chinese cuisine is the best. It's the best. You know, you could get... I love dumplings, fried rice. I love edamame. There's a lot of good, like, I don't know, duck, chicken dishes. I don't know. I just love so much.
Michael,
so
you much stuff. You talked about North Carolina. So I think I'm going to move us into this other category.
Yeah.
Of American food, like comfort American Southern food. What have you had over there?
So some differences from up north. Not too much, because I haven't, you know, broadened my horizons as much as I would have liked to so far. But definitely some different things. In our dining hall, we've had chicken fried steak, which very good. Very good. It's I don't even know how to describe it. It's like it's breaded, but it's also like cooked very well inside.
That's my all-time favorite food.
It's so good. And I, you know, you don't really get it up in Philly. But in the South, I guess they have it a lot of places. So that's one thing that definitely I've noticed. Trying to think of more. So we don't really have a lot of like soul food options or not a lot of Southern things. We have fried chicken in our dining hall, which is actually pretty good. I think mac and cheese and fried chicken might be my favorite thing that the dining hall has, like as a regular food. And then I know that there's just like some other dishes, but like those are the two main ones that come to mind.
Mm-hmm. Country fried steak is absolutely a win.
Yep.
That's my all-time favorite food, number one. With the white gravy.
We don't have white gravy, but we do have gravy, yeah. Yeah.
Still, even without the white gravy, it's not mandatory. But like mashed potatoes are also a big one.
Yeah, we have mashed potatoes a lot. We have mac and cheese a lot. We have like chicken cordon bleu.
Mm.
Things like that. I don't know. I mean, I just think like we don't have as many southern things in the dining hall, but I know there's like barbecue outside of here. I know there's some good soul food places. And the fast food's a little different. We have waffle houses,
Yeah, I've
we
never
have
been to one of them.
cookout. Yeah. So just
Cookout.
definitely different. Yeah, cookout.
Have you had it?
I have. It's actually pretty good. I don't think it's like fantastic. The shakes are really the thing that I really love there. The burgers are all right.
It's just like a burger joint, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
Southern joint though.
this is a big one, a big trendy one.
Yeah.
What we would say is social media food.
Yeah.
Have you had Raising Cane's?
Yes, I have.
What are your thoughts?
I really like Raising Cane's.
Really?
There's one in Philly.
Yeah.
And I think that like when you're, I don't know, when you hear a lot of stuff about Raising Cane's, what you have to understand is that the chicken is dry. So if you're just eating the tenders by themselves and you're like expecting it to be like better than Chick-fil-A or Popeyes, and you're expecting it to be like top tier chicken, you're not going to get that. It's going to be crispy. It's going to be flavorful. It's going to be a little dry though. But
See,
when you
I
put
actually have
that,
the opposite take.
really,
I thought for
tell
being
me your experience.
chicken tenders that the chicken was just way too moist to the point where it
I
kind of
didn't have
just
that.
doesn't make for a good like eating experience of it.
Interesting. I mean, the chicken's not too flavorful, actually. I don't know if I said it was flavorful.
The
Did you find
sauce
that
and the
too?
bread are the big draws to me.
Yeah. So, like, I think if you put sauce over everything, then it's going to be great because the sauce tastes so good. But if you eat it on its own, you might not have that same experience. And so it's one of those things like, I don't know. If you're really into sauces and want to try out a new type of chicken tender, I think you should definitely go for it because I really loved it. But at the same time, I wouldn't hype it up to be as good as Chick-fil-A or Popeyes. I don't think the chicken's quite at that quality.
There's so much hype around it, but it's just not good. No, sorry.
It
That's not
is good,
what I meant. It is
but
good, but it's not great. It's very average to me.
it's Anthony Richardson.
Nah, Anthony Richardson's gonna be a star.
We'll see. We'll see about that. That's for another episode. Let's not get carried away here.
Yeah, we don't want to talk about things we don't normally talk about.
No, exactly. But yeah, so any other cuisines that we think we want to talk about? I like Indian cuisine. I just want to mention that.
Not my thing.
Not your thing. We have a lot of Indian cuisine in our dining hall. I think it's one of the better things, but yeah, just wanted to throw that one out there. I don't love American foods as much, like the
Really?
classic American foods. Yeah. Yeah, I don't, hot dogs are good.
I don't want to talk about hot dogs.
I feel like that's the
I've
most
had too
classic
many
American.
$1 hot dogs at Phillies games.
Speaking of the Phillies, ugh.
It's fine. It's been one game.
Anyway, yeah, we
I've
don't want
had
to get
too
off
many
topic.
dollar dogs at the Philly Stadium, and I'm going back for more in a couple weeks.
Do it, do it.
I'm shooting for double digits.
I think you could do it, honestly. I
I've
really do.
gotten nine.
You've got nine
I got
in
one
nine
inning.
innings?
One
Okay,
inning.
good.
But then the game
Yeah.
went to extras, and I stared down that 10th hot dog, and I just couldn't do it.
I think that's really fair. 10 hot dogs is a lot in one night.
I'm gonna
Yeah.
do it.
Like, we're not Joey Chestnut here.
I'm gonna do it.
Okay.
He
All
is
right.
the pace yourself.
I mean, that's fair. I've never tried to eat 10 hot dogs. The most I've probably eaten is three. And I think three is a good number, you know. You eat three, you're done. No more. But just to get over that hump, I think you need to try to get to 10.
Just to
Because
salvage
nine
the
is,
double digits.
yeah, you got to get that double digit hot dog.
Let me
That's
tell
fair.
you, I have not had a hot dog since doing that. That was back in September. I don't
Wow.
like hot dogs like that.
Do you like hamburgers like that?
Of course. Well,
Okay.
no, hamburgers are a miss. You need cheese on that.
Well, that's true, but like, I don't know. I feel like I like hamburgers by themselves too. You don't need cheese. I like cheese on it. Do you put bacon on your hamburgers or cheeseburgers?
I'm not a big bacon guy in general.
Yeah, I feel like bacon
I
is not.
have put bacon on a burger.
Yeah.
And only recently for the first time, maybe within the last few months, but it's like it's good, but I'm just not huge on bacon.
That's fair. I think, yeah, definitely, like, if you are watching or listening to this right now and have bacon, like, high up on your board, definitely think about, because, like, neither of us are really too into bacon. We don't think that bacon's, like, has as much of a future as maybe we thought it would before. I remember as a little kid, I was really into bacon. You know, I would put bacon on everything, and it slowly started to lose interest in it. I just don't think it's, you know, as versatile, as strong of an option as I originally thought it was. So,
speaking of bacon, let's move into breakfast a little bit.
Oh, I'm not a breakfast person.
To close us out, how do you like your eggs?
Oh, what a question, Alex. What a question. Eggs, okay. So I'm very good at cooking eggs. I can cook fried eggs. I could cook eggs any way you kind of want them. Not the best at cooking scrambled eggs. I've only done it like once, but I can. I can cook scrambled eggs, and I can make omelets. But that's besides the point. You asked what way I like my eggs cooked. So I definitely don't love the hard-boiled egg. That's out of the question. Don't love the scrambled egg as much. Scrambled eggs can be fantastic sometimes, but I think, you know, as a best way to cook an egg, I don't think it's the best way. Easy over, I think, is a little too much for me. That being said, though, like, just like a fried egg, I would say, like, I don't know, the way I cook a fried egg, I would say a fried egg, actually, is my answer. And, you know, maybe put some cheese on top, some, like, you know, salt and pepper, get it nice and fried up. That's how I would cook an egg, and that's how I want to eat an egg. So that's my answer for you. Even though that was a weird explanation, it's my answer.
I don't know about a cheese on a fried egg.
That it's just good. Let me cook it for you, Alex.
I must try it.
Yeah.
For me personally, I like an over easy egg.
Mm-hmm.
But with the caveat that you have to put it with a piece of toast with a hole in the middle.
Oh, yeah.
I believe they're called eggs in a hole. Something like that.
That's one way to call it. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure there's plenty of names, but
there's many names for that.
I've got another question for you, though.
What's
your opinion on, like, breakfast burritos and breakfast sandwiches?
I'm not the biggest breakfast burrito guy or breakfast sandwich guy. Really? And I just want to say I totally respect it. Like I said, I'm not a big breakfast guy. So usually, like, if I have the option, if it's, like, later, because I usually wake up late sometimes, and I have the option between breakfast or lunch, I'm going to go lunch every time. I'm a lunch food guy over a breakfast food type of guy. That being said, when we get the best breakfast sandwiches or, like, breakfast burritos, you can't really beat the best breakfast sandwich or burrito. Like, nothing really beats it. If you're getting, like, an authentic, you know, little place in New York or something that's cooking you this. So, like, it's a complicated answer, but generally, I don't love these things, and that includes bagels too. I'm not the biggest bagel guy, really? But at their best, they could be fantastic. So I don't want to, you know, disrespect them too much, because, you know, I see their game sometimes and I'm like, okay, I didn't respect it. I'm sorry. But then also other times I'm like, okay, this isn't for me. And
you were,
I think,
familiar
that's
with their game.
Yeah, it wasn't.
See, I don't know. I think breakfast burritos and sandwiches are just high tier, like high tier.
Fair.
You throw a breakfast burrito with some sausage, egg, cheese, peppers. Peppers are huge in a breakfast.
I love peppers.
It's just so good. But I do see how people can't like don't like breakfast food, because a lot of breakfast food is also associated with, like, sweetness. When you talk about your pancakes, your waffles, your French toast. I can see why people don't like that, because some people aren't, like, super sugar heavy, but I am. So personally, I love breakfast foods.
I just think there's not enough versatility there. Like, yeah, you have your pancakes, your French toast, your waffles, you have your breakfast meats, and you have your eggs. And then everything pretty much is like a mixture of those things. Like, even the breakfast burrito, it's like eggs, some of the other stuff. Like, I feel like with lunch and dinner, like, lunch isn't as versatile as dinner, but, like, sandwiches could have anything on them. And I guess you could make that case for breakfast too, but I feel like it's less of the case. I don't know. So for me personally, That's just my one, you know, gripe with breakfast, but I digress.
Yeah. But what are your thoughts on breakfast for dinner?
Now that I like, because that's, you know, switching things up the time. Breakfast for dinner, just, I feel like because of the time difference, it makes up for the lack of versatility. You don't normally have breakfast for dinner, so it feels special. It feels cool. You know, you could get your pancakes, your eggs, whatever you want. I'm all down for breakfast for dinner.
Gotta say, I agree with you. Oof. Breakfast, it's just fun.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like a built-in dessert, too.
No, I totally agree.
I'm a big dessert guy. Not like baked desserts or anything, but sugar. I need like sugar after every meal. That might just be a problem with me, but...
I mean, I love eating dessert too. And after every meal is a little excessive, but definitely after dinner, dessert is always the move.
Yeah, I just have major sugar problems. And I don't know why that is, but it's kind of just a mandatory thing for me. So, you know, we've talked about plenty of food. We've ranked our favorite different ethnic cuisines. And I think that we're kind of just going to close out here a little bit. You know, we've got more episodes on the way. Not really. But, you know, we actually will be coming with more episodes of our normal programming. We've got the draft coming up and free agency has come to a close. So we're basically just going to be only focusing on the draft and potential trade targets. And, yeah, we're going to be coming back with more of that soon. So. Thank you for listening. And I'm going to let Michael do his line.
And bye-bye.